Hello, guys.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Fantastic. I was hoping you could give us a quick, maybe a preview of the defense that you're about to face on Thursday night.
The defense we're about to face, I think it's that's a very good defense. You know, up front, obviously, big, physical, powerful guys. You know, I think that Peppers is playing extremely well right now. I know it's situational with him and keeping him fresh, but he's playing with a lot of explosiveness and power. And I think these linebackers are probably going to be the best we face all season long, quite honestly. Good defense and playing well together right now.
Doug, what are your assessments of Cam in particular, and what have you noticed different with him between the first three games and then these last two?
Yeah, I think it's I think it's kind of what he's said all along too, is now he's getting back into game shape, getting back into game rhythm. He's thrown the ball much more accurately down the field, you know, and how they're utilizing him in the run game as well. I mean, they've always done that, and he's been very successful at doing that. But I just think he's getting back into that, mid-season form. Had a little time off, with the injury and the surgeries, and getting himself back where he feels comfortable and playing well right now.
Doug, you were still with the Packers when Julius came into the league. It looks like there was a couple games, one in 2002, one in 2004. Do you have memories of the Packers in preparing for a guy like Peppers way back when?
I do, and I just remember we had to obviously account for him wherever he lines up. I mean, he's a guy that can line up inside and outside and all over the place, and we made a conscious effort to either have a tight end, over him, or put a back in that direction, or slide the protection in that direction, and things like that. So he's always been a very dominating player wherever he's been, and he's back to that back to that form right now.
Doug, are you in his sack book, so to speak?
I don't know offhand. That's a great question. I don't know offhand. I probably am, but I don't know offhand.
Gotcha. Hey,
I think when I was with the Eagles, we came down and played Carolina. I think he was still there. Carolina beat us. I can't remember. It was in 1999, so I'd have to look. I think that would have been the first, maybe the last time I played him.
It was 99, but he wasn't in the league then.
So there you go.
There you go. Hey, Doug, what...
I'm old.
what have you seen out of 75, Khalil, their left tackle?
Yeah, this guy, I just think, with this guy, the size, the athleticism, a guy that they obviously... I don't want to say like Jason Peters, because Jason Peters is a little bit older player, but I think he has those same kind of characteristics. And again, a guy that gives a lot of protection to that backside, just like JP does here with Carson.
I know it's early in the week, but it is a short week. Your confidence level on getting Lane back.
Yeah, right now, as I mentioned yesterday, he is in our protocol, and it's day by day, with him. So, we just got to keep monitoring him, and until he's cleared to go, we'll just keep monitoring him each day.
What's clicking so well for Carson on third down?
Well, I think he, I think he understands. Obviously, the situation on third down, meaning the down and distance. I think he understands what teams trying to do in those areas. It is an area that we've executed and focused on throughout the spring and summer in training camp. Just overall execution. It's an area that we focused on and emphasized with him and wanted to get incrementally better this season in third downs. We weren't a very good third down team last year. And the guys are making plays. And then our ability, we've had some success a little bit, running the football, which helps in some of those areas. And protection has been fairly good. So, it's just understanding the situation and just the overall execution.
Doug, both you and Ron are part of the Andy Reid coaching tree. What's it like to see both, the Eagles and the Panthers having success, and then as well as the Chiefs all here together early?
I think it's great. I think it's exciting to watch the guys that have coached, under Andy. And, of course, I was a member of the Eagles when Coach Rivera, I was a player when he was a coach. So, I've had a chance to, he was on the defensive side, obviously, but we were on the same team together. And just to see those guys, and to see all of us kind of have a little success this season and to start early, I think it's a tribute to Coach Reid, because I know a lot of the things that Ron talks about with his team and what I've talked about with my team, or Harbaugh has talked about with his team in Baltimore. I mean, we all kind of have the same mentality a little bit, even though we tweak things a little bit differently. I think some of the same philosophies were all based and stemmed from working under Coach Reid. So it's great to see. I've been excited, been a fan of Ron's for a long time, and I'm looking forward to seeing him on Thursday.
What do you remember about him? I know you weren't in many of the same meetings that season with him being on the defensive side, but do you have any kind of recollections of Ron as a coach or as a person?
Yeah, I mean, just as a coach, I know he was, a player's coach. He was intense, coached those linebackers and just did a great job with them and the way they prepared and studied. And again, I was, obviously on the opposite side of the ball, but just what I saw from afar and how well those guys played on game day and working under Jim Johnson and that scheme, back then. And just overall, I think he's just a genuine human being. A lot of respect for him and what he's done in the league, and not only on the field but off the field. His wife and my wife are good friends as well. So a lot of respect for he and his family. And again, like I said, look forward to seeing him.
Anything interesting or unique you guys are doing in the way of preparation, with it being a short week, in terms of when you started looking at the Panthers and so on?
No, not really. Normally these short weeks, you get a chance to, kind of buzz through some tape, late in the week, last week. But it's for me, it's hard when you're a play caller, because I get focused in on, last week I was focused on Arizona, and it's just hard to look at, Carolina tape. But some of the staff members were able to jump ahead just a little bit. And then, we just had some meetings and things like that in preparation, yesterday. And, the toughest thing is, and both teams are going through it right now, is normally, these last 48 hours are usually, off days or rest days for our teams, for our players. And so, the guys are a little bit sore and banged up, and it is the nature of the business, but we got to get through it today, and then we'll travel tomorrow.
You mentioned Pepper's playing well right now, but I'm curious if you noticed K'Wan Short standing out on tape. 99.
Number 99. He's another one that, I think interiorly speaking, both he and how do you pronounce his last name?
Lotulelei.
Yeah. Both those guys. I mean, listen, these last couple of weeks, we've faced, I mean, you go back to the Chargers, the Giants, even the Cardinals, two big, defensive tackles, and these two guys are the same way. I mean, they are pushing the pocket. They're getting pressure. This is an active group. They love to, they love games. They love to stunt. They get up the field. I mean, this is a, and particularly he, 98, even on tape, even Kyle Love, who we had in Kansas City for a brief time, know him just a little bit. I mean, these guys are playing good. They're playing stout. They're playing strong, and it's a good test for our offensive line.
Doug, who plays the role of Cam this week on your look squad?
It's tough. We don't have anybody that big or that athletic. So, you know, it's just a matter of just detailing the work. You know, it's hard to get the full speed reps, obviously, with a short week like this. But I know Coach Jim and the defensive guys are watching a lot of film and in preparation and in study for facing Cam and some of the things that he does. But, you know, it's tough. It's tough when you're playing guys like that. I remember even when we had, you know, Michael Vick here, you know, it's hard to put a guy back there that has that kind of athleticism, you know, and that's the same way in Cam's case, someone that has who's that big and athletic and can move. So we're just going about our business as usual and just watching as much film as we can.
Kenyon Barner is a guy who spent some time here in Carolina. It seems like he's been a pretty good change of pace guy for you in the offense and the return game.
Yeah, he, you know, I had him last year in my first year here, and then getting him back is, you know, obviously it's a tough loss with Darren Sproles, but Kenyon was available and brought him back. He's just a versatile guy. You know, he's caught punts, punt returns, you know, in this league before, and he did a great job last week for us. Gives us a little bit of a burst right there, but also gives us depth at the running back position. So very versatile, smart guy, understands our offense, and again another one that will, you know, obviously with a limited role, has done a nice job for us.
Doug, you talked about Peppers and some of those interior guys. How do you see them stacking up with LeGarrette and Kenyon too, and what you want to do in the run game?
Ask that one more time.
The interior guys you were talking about, and Peppers. How do you see them stacking up with Blount and Barner in the passing game, in the running game? Excuse me.
In the running game, it's tough. I tell you this, it's going to be a patient run game. You know, you just got to stick with it. Again, these guys are good at the point. You know, in the passing game, with the way Peppers is coming off the edge, and I'm going to tell you the way they got after you know, Bradford last week, and it's tough because you might have to, you know, give up something to get something, so to speak, and that kind of mentality. If you're going to keep a tight end in or a back end, you know, you don't get enough guys and sometimes into your pass routes. And in the running game, we just got to make sure we secure the blocks and finish and keep our focus and attention. But it's a tough challenge. Like I said, it's another good group that our guys are facing again this week.
You mentioned that D-line and the linebackers as being some of the best that you guys will face this year. Is there a point in this defense that you think you might be able to exploit?
Well, you know, listen, it's a pretty sound group all around. You know, they one thing they do well is they can get after the passer with four guys and cover with, you know, cover with seven, and anytime they can do that and keep all eyes on your quarterback, even to find passing lanes, is tough. And you know, we just gotta detail our work and execution. You know, normally in weeks like this too, you keep things extremely simple, and some of the things you've done in training camp and execution wise, you just gotta rely on what you've done up to this point. So it is tough, you know, but we've got our work cut out for us.
You said keep things simple. Do you think Carson kind of looks at a guy like Zach Ertz as like a security blanket? He's just looked to him so much this season.
Well, I think that's part of it. I also think that you know, Zach he matches up well with safeties and linebackers from what we've seen so far this season. And you know, he's done a good job. And you know, one thing with tight ends is they're usually over the middle of the field for quarterbacks, and that's a comfort in itself, you know, from a quarterback's perspective. So, you know, this is, again, this week is that challenge. I mean, you know, they play so much, even with 54 Thompson on the field, they play so much base defense, and athletic as they are, they match up well. That's the thing that's different than what we've seen probably in previous weeks. And, you know, one thing Zach has been able to do is match up well with safeties and linebackers. So we'll see come Thursday, but it'll be another good opportunity for Zach.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Hey, guys, we'll see you Thursday.